Chapter 13. The room looked exactly as it had when Venture was taken from it. Now he stood just inside, his arms pinioned by two of the khaki-clad security guards. He watched with amusement as Harper walked slowly all around the room. Beside Venture, Klein was scowling. "Nervous?" Venture asked quietly, his voice barely audible above the sound of the television. Klein did not answer, but one of his men twisted Venture's arm viciously. On the other side of the room, Harper switched off the screen. He stared at it in the ensuing silence. Then he turned to Klein.
"This is exactly how you found it."
"It's exactly as we left it," Klein said. "He was here." He nodded at Venture. "The girl was gone. We checked everywhere."
"You can't have checked everywhere," Harper said.
He strode across the room and stood immediately in front of Venture, staring into his blue eyes.
"Where is she?"
"I don't know."
"Where was she hiding?"
"Under the bed." Harper turned sharply towards Klein.
"Did you look under the bed?"
The man blinked.
"Yes, sir."
He had hesitated only a second, but it was enough. Harper's arm lashed out, and he slapped the man hard across the face.
"No, you didn't!"
"She wasn't under the bed," Klein insisted.
"I know that, you fool."
Harper went to the bed and pulled up the covers. The bottom section of the bed below the mattress was solid, with drawers in it. There was less than 5 centimeters between the bed and the floor.
"We did look in the drawers, sir,"
one of the men holding Venture said.
"It doesn't matter."
Harper seemed suddenly bored with the conversation.
"I really don't care where she was hiding. That isn't important."
"Sir?"
Klein said. But Harper was again talking to Venture.
"Is it?" he said quietly. "But never mind. I can find it again quite easily."
"Really?" Venture said. "It seems not everything is as predictable as you think." Harper turned back to Klein.
"Bring him to my study."
"Yes, sir."
Klein gestured for the men to take Venture out. Harper waited until they were out of the room, but Venture could hear his fury, could hear him shouting at his head of security.
"What matters is that you left the door open."
"I'm so sorry, Matt. I wanted to tell you, I really did." Matt hardly heard Catherine's words. All his attention was focused on the wiry figure of his father, the face he knew so well, round and friendly, with laughing eyes and thinning brown hair.
"It's good to see you," Dad said. "I knew you were here, of course. Harper enjoyed telling me that."
He turned to Robin, and Matt was surprised how pleased Dad seemed to be to see her.
"Hello, Arnie," Robin said. "It's been a long time."
She held out her hand. But to Matt's astonishment, his dad pulled Robin into a hug.